Still before 11, catching up with the latest in the world of showbiz news and reliving some of the highlights of last night's Brits Awards at Earls Court in London. Right now, though,
East Sussex Today.
Let's focus in on the Fair Trade Fortnight, which gets underway in the UK and right here in East Sussex from Monday. Let's welcome to the show representing various fair trade organisations right here in East Sussex, from Eastbourne, Matt Wilkinson, and from Bexhill, Jack Doherty. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Thanks ever so much for joining us, chaps. Fair Trade Fortnight. I think before we come on to the specifics on the event, let's define exactly what fair trade means. Who wants to take that one? Perhaps yourself, Matt.
Sure. Well, to us, fair trade is a consumer mark. You find it on many increasing number of products in the supermarkets and in shops. It's a small logo that means that actually guarantees a better deal for third world producers. But to the producers, fair trade means a great deal more. It means security and their livelihood, so that they can plan for the future and enjoy a long-term sustainable development.
Give us a real-world example of this. Let's take the humble pot of instant coffee.
Well, okay, that coffee is going to be coming from overseas, because it's simply you can't grow coffee in this country. So more often than not, that coffee will be from a developing country, and that will be coming from a farm which the workers may not maybe need greater development. When fair trade comes in, it then secures a minimum price for those farmers. So should the price of coffee around the world drop for any reason, where that the business is then is secured by this minimum price being paid, and also fair trade will pay a premium on top of that, which can then be invested in the community, and it's a way of supporting development for these producers.
Right, so it's not just about ensuring the livelihoods of those farmers in third world countries. It's about investing back into their own communities as well.
It's a way of getting trade and getting the market to work for people, so they can help themselves. They can stand on their own two feet and work their way out of whatever situations they may be in.
Why do we find ourselves in the situation of having to talk about fair trade? And the reason I say that is it a case of all the supermarket giants being greedy corporate conglomerates wanting to squeeze as much profit out of these poor producers? Or is it a case of actually it's the fault of the end consumers? We're happy to put up with these products, and therefore it's supply and demand.
Partly that's the case. I mean, fair trade did come about when coffee prices did fall through the floor over 10 years ago, and that simply ruins businesses, and it's easy to destroy a business and a lot more difficult to build it up again. And that may not have even affected the price on the supermarket shelf. But it can be devastating for vulnerable people. The need for fair trade does come about from maybe supermarkets not adhering to the best practice, but also consumers maybe not asking the questions about where things like coffee, tea and sugar are made and where they're coming from.
I can well imagine that when people do their weekly shop, you've got the kids in tow, you don't necessarily stop to think about where that tea originated from, where that cup of coffee came from, where the wheat to grow the bread that you're about to buy actually comes from.
Well, that's true, and that's one of the main successes of the fair trade mark, because it's becoming such a recognisable symbol. And you simply just need to, when you're walking down the supermarket aisle, keep an eye out for that mark, and then you immediately know what it means, that the producers that worked to make that product or getting a fair deal.
Okay, well, it's good to hear. Jack, let's come on to yourself. Jack Doherty from Beggs Hill. Talk us through the growth and the success in fair trade products in recent years, because it's become a million-pound industry within its own right.
Yes, thank you. About 6 or 8 years ago, we were talking about spending in this country, in the UK, about £15 million a year on fair trade, and that was a fantastic development over what it had been. But the most recent figures available for 2006 were £295 million spent on fair trade items in this country, and that was an increase of 46% over the previous year. Now, obviously, we haven't got the figures for 2007, But I would like to get back to what Matt has said and what you were saying there yourself about the power of the consumer. When you're going down the aisle, the way I like to look on it is, with your shopping list, I'm talking to the listeners now, with your shopping list, you have the power to lift people out of poverty. So when you're looking at the shelves, you can say, right, who can I now lift out of poverty today? The coffee producers, the tea producers, the banana producers and pickers. This is the power that you have as a consumer. You can select to solve world problems on your local shopping list.
I want to bring this kind of bang up to date. It's kind of tied in, so bear with me with this example, chaps. But, I mean, currently on our TV screens, we've had this whole debate on Channel 4 with Jamie Oliver and the rearing of the chickens, etc. The point I'm making here is consumers seem to be divided into two very distinct camps. Those that are prepared to dip into the pockets, pay a little bit more for products which they believe have been reared or produced in conditions that meet whatever guidelines are in place. And the other camp says, well, actually, at the end of the day, I'm scraping around in my pocket to put together those extra pennies. I simply can't afford it. So fair trade products, do they cost that much more?
They may cost, sometimes at the same cost, same price. They may cost a few pence more. But if I can give you an example, Mike, Harriet Lam, the executive director for Fair Trade, she spent some of her life in India. Now, I'll summarise this briefly. She actually saw the producers of cotton, and cotton, there is fair trade cotton, which Marks and Spencers are developing a lot. Good, great for them. But to get the best produce of cotton, they have to lace them with lots of pesticides, which gets them a better price, a minimum price for their crops. This is non-fair trade. Now, Harriet actually saw this baby that was born with a head four times the size of the body. The child was in agony and crying for weeks and weeks. The instinctive response of the mother, excuse me, was to cuddle that poor little child. But in cuddling the child, it made it more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Now, that was the cost of non-fair trade cotton. The pesticides are killing and destroying and deforming babies. Now, fair trade has the environmental criteria that is not allowed. They have fair prices and fair trade and health and safety for the workers. There are conditions which they inspect and must adhere to get the logo of fair trade. So what I'd ask, Mike, in response to your question, can we afford the cost anymore of cheap food and cheap items? The cost in human terms for deformed babies, genetically changed babies, the cost to the environment of all these chemicals going in, which gets into the waterways. And we're talking of the air and the water we need to live. Now, can we afford the cost of that damage to the environment?
When you put it in those terms, in terms of the human cost, it instantly brings it home, doesn't it? Well, look, let's bring it to home at a local level because, as you say, we do have the power as consumers to make a difference. Getting underway Monday of next week is Fair Trade Fortnight. Plenty happening locally here in East Sussex, including specific events in Eastbourne, in Bexhill and in Hastings. I'm afraid our time is drawing to a close, but obviously let's touch on a handful of these events. Let's come back to yourself, Matt. What's going to be taking place in the Eastbourne part of the patch?
Well, there's two events that I'd really like to plug, and the first is on the 3rd of March, Monday the 3rd of March, and we're lucky enough in Eastbourne to, we're going to be visited by a real life fair trade producer. A producer from Mali a cotton producer from Mali is going to be visiting and speaking at the town hall at 7:15 p.m. on Monday the 3rd of March. I'd like to invite anybody who would be interested to hear for themselves what the impact that fair trade can make to come along. And the second thing is we are organising a ethical and local market on Sunday the 9th of March, and that'll be in Terminus Road in Eastbourne Town Centre with lots of fair trade stalls but also local produce stalls.
Excellent, good. So a couple of events in the Eastbourne part of the patch. And in Bexhill, Jack, what's happening in Bexhill?
Yeah, one of the main items which I'd like to draw attention to is on Saturday, March the 8th, in Devonshire Square in Bexhill. Come along and visit lots of the fair trade stalls. We have tradecraft items, we have fair trade jewellery, we have fair trade foods, fair trade cotton items. We have David, who goes to source all these items, djembe drums, percussion instruments in the Gambia and from Nepal. and a number of other items there, including Visionary Soap, from produced here locally in Hastings. Very good fair trade firm. We're also showing a few places the actual one-man search for justice and fairness in the film Black Gold, an acclaimed film, which is on Tuesday at 3:30 in the afternoon, for those who can make it, in St. Mary Magdalene's Hall in Bexhill. And on the following Friday, the 7th of March, in the Grosvenor Park home in Bexhill, including some churches are having fair trade breakfast after the services, and there are some items of treasure chests to find out how many fair trade items are available in Bexhill. Thank you very much.
Well, yep. Matt and Jack, thanks ever so much for sparing the time. I just must say, obviously, you've got some websites as well. And on that note, not to leave the Hastings part of the patch out as well, hastingsfairtrade.co.uk. If you look on there, you can find out all about the events in Hastings as well. But I'd imagine, chaps, if they just go to a search engine, put in fair trade at East Sussex, it will come up with links to all your respective sites. Yeah. Jack and Matt, thanks ever so much for enlightening us this morning when it comes to fair trade. And fair trade fortnight gets underway here in East Sussex, indeed around the UK, this coming Monday. Right, on the way, a few ideas what's to do out and about around the county.
This is 107.5 Sovereign Radio.
Debenhams Spring Style Festival is now on.